There is victory in the name of Jesus. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland brings another segment from the Foundations of Faith messages. Increase your arsenal for defense as you boldly use the name of Jesus and walk in victory.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Jeremy Pearsons, and today on this broadcast, we're going back to the KCM archives, watching a very special message by my grandfather, Brother Copeland, on knowing and using your authority in the name of Jesus. And this is a subject that is still so vitally important for believers to know, to understand, and to walk in, even 25 years after it was first preached. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and we are safe because God never changes. His word is alive, and faith works. So go get your Bible and join Brother Copeland.
We've been talking about the power and the authority in the mighty name of Jesus. So I don't want you to miss one moment of this broadcast today from its very beginning to its very end, because this is going to be a major part of your victory in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Let's have prayer and we'll get right into the Word. Father, we thank You for the Word today. We thank You for the power of the Spirit of God, the overcoming power of our God. In the name of Jesus, we ask You to move greatly among us and give us revelation of the power of that name. We thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. The book of Proverbs, the 18th chapter and the 10th verse says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe there." The righteous run into the name of Jesus. Now, when we closed yesterday, we were talking about the corporate power that backs a name. Now, let's talk about that for a moment. We've already learned and found from the Word that it is the power in the name of Jesus by which the church exercises its redemption. Jesus said, "You go." He said, "All power has been given unto me. All authority has been given unto me, both in heaven and earth. Therefore, you go into all the earth and in my name preach the gospel, cast out the devil, speak with new tongues," and so forth. In my name. Well, what does that mean, in my name? It has a lot of different meanings. In the truest and most basic sense of that phrase, in my name, do certain things. This is a covenant statement. Now, you have to realize something here. All through the Middle East and that whole part of the world, well, in fact, most part of the world, except the most civilized part of it, which would be this part here in the Western world, we've civilized ourselves until we don't know much about covenant anymore. We don't think like that. We have contracts and covenants, but they don't mean to the average man on the street, for instance, in the United States or Canada, that it would mean to the man on the street in Jerusalem or an Arab or an African or an American Indian or somebody whose culture is totally based and grounded in covenant relationship. In the earliest days of man, the only law that existed was the law that was born between men or between families in the form of a covenant. If I had promised and by mixing my blood with yours, and I had promised you that I would do certain things where you or your family is concerned, then for me not to do that would be breaking the law or breaking covenant. And so this Bible that we have to do with is an Eastern book, and it's established on covenant relationship between God and a man by the name of Abraham. God came to him and said, "This is the covenant that I will make between you and me." And Abraham took God's name, and God took Abraham's name, and they walked together as one. Abraham had the advantages that God gave him, and God had the advantage of having an entrance once again into the life of man on earth. And through the line and lineage of that covenant would come the Redeemer, the Savior, Jesus. Now, we walk in a new covenant. The best picture, I mentioned this to you yesterday, and rather than go really deep into a covenant study at this time because it's not where we are yet, but you have to have some of it to know what is being said about in my name. In a covenant relationship, names were exchanged. You took the name of the man with whom you cut the covenant. And if your name was Jones, then your name became Jones hyphen Smith. Or if your name was Smith, your name became Smith hyphen Jones. And you took the name and you became one. You became one family. Well, that all came from the covenant of God. God is the one that brought covenant into existence. And a blood covenant is the most serious thing that exists. Now, the picture that we have that most rightly describes the picture of our relationship with Jesus and through Jesus, our relationship with the Most High God the Father. For it was in relationship to Him that Jesus ministered in the earth. And in the 17th chapter of John, Jesus said, I have manifested your name to them. Jesus was not just walking around ministering to people and healing people and so forth because He was the Son of God. No, that's not the way He did that. He was the Son of God and is the Son of God. But His ministry was in the covenant that God made with Abraham. Because the Apostle Paul said that when God was speaking to Abraham, He was actually making promise to Jesus. And so Jesus, you find that in the third chapter of the book of Galatians. So Jesus was ministering based on promises made in covenant relationship. Now, Jesus, the Bible said, has given Himself for the world and has given Himself to the church. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish but have everlasting life. But He has become the head of the church, the head of the body. The body and the head are totally joined. Now, what does this have to do with His name? All right. When a man and a woman marry and they're in covenant, a Christian wedding, the way it's described in the Bible, is a type of our union with Christ Jesus. And a man gives his wife his name. Now, she doesn't just have that name on paper. She doesn't just have that name on Sunday. She takes that name. It's not like she was adopted. My dad, A.W. Copeland, did not adopt Gloria as his daughter. She became his daughter through me. You see what I'm saying? She is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. We are one together. My name is hers. It's not adopted to her. It's not just partly hers. It's not any more mine than it is hers. We are one together, and it is her name. Now, what does that mean? That means that everything that is mine, everything that's got my brand on it, everything that's got my name on it, everything that has to do with me has to do with her. Let me tell you something. When she married me, oh, God bless her, she married my debts as well as she did my assets, which were precious few. Amen. But it was all hers. And the blessings that have come to me through the years are hers. You know what she'll do? Can you imagine this? She'll go get in my car and drive it off like it is hers. And the policeman stop her on the street, look at her driver's license. Well, guess what? Her last name's Copeland. And she has just as much right to drive that car as I do. It's as much hers as it is mine. Amen. She could go sell the thing and take the money and spend it. And you know what? I wouldn't care.
Bless God, I would. My wife ain't gonna do nothing like that.
Well, you see, that's because you don't act like Jesus. Well, forgive me, brother, but I ain't got time to fool with you. That's just the way it is. That's the way Jesus is. He has given us all that He has. He said, all the Father has is mine, and all that's mine I give to you. Hallelujah. Now, let me show you something here in the Scripture about that. In the book of Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, you read these things, and then you come back later, and you, after hearing about all of this, and you read them again, and man, I mean, they set you on fire. Now listen, this is Ephesians chapter 3. The Apostle Paul said, I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Praise God. We are in a covenant relationship with Almighty God, hallelujah. Through Jesus, God is our very own Father. Praise God. Now, if that name is given unto us, and it has been, God has delivered us from the authority of darkness in Colossians. I started to say Colossians and Galatians at the same time. In Colossians chapter 1, let me just read that to you. In the 1st chapter here, giving thanks unto the Father, this is the 12th verse, which has made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. He has made us able to partake. He had us born again. The Holy Spirit has come to live in us. He has given us unction and anointing. He has brought us by the new birth into a heavenly spiritual relationship with God Almighty. We've been reborn and we have a new Father. Now, through the shed blood of Jesus and the covenant in which we live and stand. Listen to this now. He's made us able to be partakers of the inheritance. If you got your Bible open there to Colossians 1:12, make a little line under that. To be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the authority of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. We've been translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son, but we have not been translated out of this earth. Now, we're still here. Now, you remember, He said, all of those in heaven and in earth have been named after Him. You don't wait till after you get to heaven to be translated out of the authority of darkness and into the kingdom of God's dear Son. No, He said He has already done that, and He's already made us able to be partakers of our inheritance in the saints in light, all of us together. Now, knowing that when this earth is finally someday dealt with, all of this surrounding is dealt with, during the millennial reign of Jesus Christ, and then later after that, after the millennium is over with, out in the ages and the ages and the ages to come, we're not going to have to deal with sin. We don't have to deal with the curse. Now, the authority or the power to hold in bondage of the curse in the earth has been broken, but the curse has not been removed from the earth because of a certain time limit that Satan has hanging over his head that the Bible said if it was not cut short, well then, you know, it would have just destroyed everything. But that time limit God will honor. It has to do with Adam bowing his knee to Satan back then in the Garden of Eden and giving him the authority God gave him. Jesus came and got that authority back. He's called the last Adam. Adam was called the first Adam, and then Jesus called the last Adam. And He came, passed the test that the first Adam failed, took the authority over the human race away from the devil, but the devil is still here in human contact. So, the Bible said He has given His name. Now, let me show you what that means. Do you know and have you heard the phrase that this woman's hand was given in marriage. You heard Jesus say, marrying and giving in marrying. That's not altogether in the light of marrying as you and I in the Western world know it, you know, where two people go up in front of a preacher and say, I do, yes, amen, and then leave town. You know, I mean, that there's more to this than that. When he's talking about marrying and giving in marriage, he is talking about men and families and so forth coming into covenant with one another in order to get strength and all this and that kind of thing. There won't be any need for that anymore. In fact, no need for it now because there's already a heavenly covenant that's in force, and it's called the New Covenant, the New Testament, in the blood of Jesus ratified. Hallelujah. And in His broken flesh. Praise God, that covenant has been ratified and it is forever and it is unbreakable, praise God, because it's between God the Father and the resurrected man, Jesus. Now, let's go back into our main stream of thought now. We've been delivered from the authority of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son, right? Okay. We're in that spiritual kingdom. We've been raised with Him and made to sit with Him in heavenly places. Amen. We pray, and our name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, in Heaven's Book. My name is there. Your name is there if you've made Jesus the Lord of your life and received Him as your personal Savior. Your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. We've exchanged names. I gave Him my name. My name was no good, see? I gave Him my name. My name wouldn't do nothing in heaven. I mean, dear Lord, wouldn't do nothing very much anywhere else either. But it certainly wouldn't do anything in heaven because I was spiritually bankrupt, just like you or anybody else. I didn't have anything, I didn't have a leg to stand on until I came to Him in His covenant, and by that blood covenant was joined with God, and then I could pray, but I still didn't have to pray in my name. I could pray in the name of Jesus. And He said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, He'll give it you. In other words, He will give you anything He'd give Jesus. Jesus Himself, praise God, doesn't have any... Boy, I got to be careful with this because there's a lot of people just bristle up when you say something like that, but that's because they don't know the gospel. Jesus Himself doesn't have any more sway or pull with God the Father than you do. He has more wisdom than you. He knows more about spiritual law than you do. He knows how to function in that realm. That's the reason He sent you the Holy Ghost to teach you. But unfortunately, we don't spend enough time learning. So, what did you mean He doesn't have as much pull? Wait a minute, I didn't say He didn't have as much pull. He's got all the pull of the Father you can get. But so do you, because you don't go to Him in your name. Oh, hallelujah. Dear God, the Bible said, it is by faith so that it might be by grace, that the promise is sure to all the seed. I am not belittling or diminishing the deity of Jesus. In fact, if anything, I am praising and reverencing His deity because through the precious promises, He has given us the right to be partakers of His divine nature. Hallelujah. Now, knowing then, even though He has removed us from the authority of darkness, placed us into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And when you die, you go right to heaven. But heaven is not the kingdom that He's talking about. He is talking about placing us into the kingdom of God's dear Son, into every area where Jesus has authority. And being reborn. We've become the family of God. But knowing that you would still have human contact with other humans and contact with the devil, demons, death, fear, sickness, disease, calamity, tragedy, grief, sorrow, weakness, pain, all of these things that came about through man's union with the devil in the Garden of Eden. Satan is the one that has brought all of that disaster into the earth. There wasn't any sickness in that garden until the devil was allowed to manifest himself. And when God kicked Adam out of there, then that all of that calamity and sin and all that kind of thing was manifest into this earth, and the curse then became manifest. And you can read the Bible. You don't see any of it before Adam bowed his knee to the devil, and you don't see any more of it after the devil is locked up. So it's pretty obvious where all that's coming from. Besides that, the Bible says that it is. Now, knowing that we would have contact with all of that, He has given us the right to use the mighty name of Jesus in authority and cast out the devil and cast down the wickedness and cast down doubt and unbelief and take authority over sickness, disease, fear, pain, and all of the rulers of the darkness of this world, and to protect ourselves and to walk in great and mighty outreach to the lost in His name and walk among them in signs and wonders. Hallelujah.
Behold, now is a day of salvation. Did you know that Jesus has unlocked the prison doors of guilt that have kept you captive? The Bible says that today is a day of salvation. A new life is only a prayer away. Your life begins again the day you make Jesus the Lord of your life. The door is open. Walk through to Jesus and let your life begin today.
God created you in His image, full of faith, power, and authority to live in victory and change the world around you for Him. In the Your Authority in Jesus package, Kenneth Copeland gives you the answers you need to walk daily in the authority Jesus has provided. The Authority of the Believer, a foundational teaching series by Kenneth Copeland, shows you how authority was given at creation, lost through disobedience, and regained through the victory of Jesus at the cross. He did it all for you. The companion study guide has outlines, study focus and declarations, questions, and a place to take notes while you listen. Combine God's Word with your authority and walk in the good works God intended for you. See things change in your family, finances, health, and relationships. Use your authority in Jesus' name. You have authority in this world. Learn how to use it. Order Your Authority in Jesus package on CD with accompanying study guide for only $25.99 and enjoy a special savings of 25%. Simply log on to kcm.org/TV special and request your package today. Discover the power available to you to live every moment in authority and in freedom from the curse of the law. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
The life of faith is the life of victory. The walk of faith is the walk of victory, but it begins with this first step, and that's making Jesus the Lord and the Savior of your life. And if you've never done it, then today is your day. Just simply pray this prayer with me. Say this, say, Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name, and I receive your forgiveness, the cleansing of all my sin. And I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth, that Jesus is my Lord. He lived for me, He died for me, and He rose again for me. Jesus, take my life and do something with it. And I ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Now listen, if you prayed that prayer, you're born again. This is the beginning of a brand new life, and you have the right to use the name of Jesus. It's been given to you. You've been given authority over the things of this world, and Jesus has made you free. And Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to rejoice with you, and to do that, we want to send you something absolutely free. It's called our Salvation Package. It's a book entitled He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria. And then along with that, you're going to get these two brochures about how to read and how to study your Bible and find out who you are in Jesus and who Jesus is in you. And this teaching is going to help you begin to grow in the Word of God. It's going to teach you how to learn how to have faith in God, faith in His name, faith in the blood of Jesus. So request your free salvation package today on kcm.org and let us rejoice with you. Amen. Now, tomorrow on this broadcast, Brother Copeland is going to share how we've been made joint heirs with Jesus. This is such a powerful teaching. I've grown up hearing this. I know how rich and powerful it is, and what a revelation it is to know who we are in Jesus and everything that He has worked for, He has given to us, and it's ours. And all we have to do is receive it and lay hold of it by faith. That is how good His grace is, and that is how good the life of faith is. So anybody who wants to get a hold of this, invite them to tune into this broadcast tomorrow. And if you've missed anything leading up to this point, just go to kcm.org. You can stream or download broadcasts absolutely free. Get the Word of God going into your eyes and into your ears, down into your heart. Get His words coming back out of your mouth and watch things change around you. Amen. Thanks so much for watching today. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing.
Now, God loves everybody the same. He don't love me anymore, or you anymore, or me any less, or you any less. And there ain't nothing you can do to make Him stop loving you. You can't. He'd have to not be loved to quit loving you.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event, the 2014 Venezuela Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Maracaibo, Venezuela, September 5th through the 6th. Join Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher for the Living Victory New York Faith Encounter September 12th through 13th in New York, New York. Word Explosion September 25th through 27th with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing in Columbia, South Carolina. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other events, go to the KCM website.
You and I are on a collision course with kindness, and we're going to find out what happens when kindness has been written on our heart and His kindness to us overflows out of us. It will unlock the grace and the favor of God in your life. You don't want to miss this. Join me.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts. Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org.